Today's shir is Masechta Bei Yudaf Yud Gimel. We will begin on Daf Yud Beis and Beis, 9 lines from the bottom. Says the Gemara, Ushbezichne de Rava Barav Baba Chanan, the host of Rava Barav Chanan, Havle Usraisa de Charadala. He had bundles of mustard that were still in their pods. Amalei, and he asked Rava Barav Chanan, Malef Fruche Omechlmine. He wants to know, what is the halacha if you're allowed to take these pods, crumble them, and be allowed to eat them on yontif? And the question was, is even though this is similar to the malacha of dosh, but as we've been discussing, on yontif, eichel nefesh, doing something in order to be able to eat, is mutter. Or can we suggest that it may not be done on yontif because it could have been done before Yontif, and anything that could have been done before Yontif may not be done on Yontif. Says the Gemara, Lahava Biyodei. He didn't have an answer. Says the Gemara, Asl Kamei the Rava. So they brought this question to Rava, and Amalei and Rava responded, Moililin, the halacha is Moililin Melilos, we're allowed to rub ears of grain, Umafrich and kidneys, and we're allowed to crumble beans, the Yontif. Both of these things, he said, may be done on Yontif, because you're taking out, since it's not really a full-fledged melacha dosh, you're only crumbling them with your fingers, so it's considered disha kalach yad, and therefore, since it's only kalach yad, it's not done in the normal fashion, so it's only osam b'drabanan, and on Yontif, Chazal were more lenient in saying that since it's Eichel Nefesh and it's only Asim B'Drabanan, the halacha is B'Mutter. That's how Rashi explains the Gemara. And Rashi explains that the Rishonim explain Milam Melilos means that you're allowed to crumble them by using your hands and doing a little at a time. Esfei Abaya asks Abaya from the following Braisa on what Rava just said. It says in a brisa, Hamoilim Melilos Meir of Yontif, if somebody started crumbling them from Erev Shabbos, Lamachar, on the next day, on Shabbos, Menafich Miyad Liyad, he can move them slowly from one hand to another hand. However, he may not use Loi Avaloi B'Karnav Loi B'Tamchi, he may not use a funnel, which is, of course, a filter, or a large plate, because that is considered a malacha. Hamoila Melilos Me'erev Yontif, continues the Brice, if somebody did this from Erev Yontif, Melapach Miyad Al Yad, again, he could crumble a little at a time, V'eichel, and eat what he needs, and continues the Brice, Afil B'Kana B'Tamchui, you could use these different types of vessels, Avaloi B'Tavva, you may not use a board, V'loi B'Nafa, nor a sieve, nor bekavra, which is a different type of seed. So we see that you're not allowed to do v'erev yontivin. You're only allowed to do the crumbling from erev yontif. But it seems that a yontif itself, you may not do so. Says the Gemara, afil tam afil yontif. Really, the halacha is that you're allowed to crumble it from yontif as well. So if that's the question, if that's the case, so why did the Braisa only speak about a case of Erev Yontif? The Braisa could have taught us a case of Yontif as well. I did the Tanurashim Erev Shabbos, since when we're speaking about Shabbos, and on Shabbos, there is no heter to do it. So since on Shabbos, we had to speak in a case where it was done on Erev Shabbos, that's why Tanur Sefer, so that's why in the Sefer also we spoke about a case where it was done on Erev Yontif. But actually, when we're speaking about Yontif, not only can we do the Merlin Melilas on Erev Yontif, but we could do that on Yontif as well. Because of the halacha of Oichel Nefesh that we're learning is mutter on Yontif. As we've discussed, when one has fruits, produce, he has to take off Trumas and Maestras. However, midaraisa, the chiyuv of taking off Trumas and Maestras is only when we have Gemar Melacha. only whatever we need to take Trumas Maisers from has been completely processed. Not only does it have to be completely processed, but the halacha is it has to be taken through the front door. That means, what it means is that you have to stack them up, smooth out, that's called making kri, then do miruach, which means smoothing out the top, and then bringing it to the house. Before there's a chiv to take off trumas and maisris, midaraisa, that produce is not yet considered tevel, and since it's not considered tevel, you would be allowed to eat that produce even if you didn't take off the trumas and maisris. However, Chazal said that one may not eat from that produce a chilas kva, a full-fledged meal without taking off trumas and maisris, even though it didn't have gemar melacha. Achilas arai, a snack, is mutter. Ask the Gemara if the halacha is, as we're learning, that one may do moilim alilas. One could crumble these different produce on yontiv. In Cain, ask the Gemara, Matsinu truma shazake baramasa. There'll be a situation where I'll be able to take off truma on yontiv. Because, as we just learned, the chiv of taking off truma samaisris doesn't happen until we have all of the seeds together. And if we did the moila malilis on yontif, that means the chiv of truma samaisris only came on yontif. When we've been discussing that one is not allowed to take off truma samaisris on yontif, we were always speaking about a situation where I had to take them off, where I could have taken them off before yontif. So since we could have taken them off before yontif, you have no right to take them off on yontif. But here, where it was only became chuyiv on them, on taking off the chiyiv maisris on yontif, so then, because that's when I did the moila melilas, so then it should be allowed to take off trumas and maisris on yontif. And if we'll say that maybe it's talking about a situation where everything was done before yontif. So the Rishonim explain, since you're allowed to do moila malilas on yontif, it's quite likely that they only did it on yontif. And since they only did it on yontif, so the chiv only came on yontif. If the chiv only came on yontif, it should be mutter to take the trumas and maisris on yontif. Answers the Gemara like Hasha. Ha, Rebbe, this that we said, that there's a case that we could take off trumas and maisris on yontif, is following the opinion of Rebbe. The Rebbe holds that produce, that the only way you could eat them is by crumbling them, that's a chayv and trumas and maisris. And if we're going to say that we're allowed to do this type of activity on yontif, we'll have a situation, we'll have a way how you only be chayiv on trumas and maisris on yontif, and if the chiv only begins on yontif, then the halacha is that you're allowed to separate it in yontif. However, our Mishnah, which taught us that there's never a circumstance where we could take off trumas and maisris on yontif, represents the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, who holds that anything that becomes wheat that only became edible because I crumbled it, there's no chiv trumas and maisris. And since there's no chiv trumas and maisris midaraisa in such a situation, there's no chiv to take off on yontif those trumas and maisris. The Tanya, because actually the Braisa teaches us, hichnish shibolim. If somebody brought into his home grain, ears of grain, lasis mem isa, and his intention is to ultimately take the grain, grind it, make it into flour, make it into a dough. And you didn't do all of that processing yet. The halach is, as we just discussed a few moments ago, oichel min arai u'potter. If you're not going to eat an achilas kava, you're only going to eat an achilas arai, there's no chiv of taking off trumas and maisers. Because until you went through the full processing, it's not considered that it had a gemar melacha. Since it's not considered it had a gemar melacha, there's no chiv in trumas and maisers. However, if your intention was lamoilam and melilas, to crumble them and eat them a little at a time, and you have no intention of stacking them into a pile, Rebbe says that since there's not going to be the standard type of Gemar Malacha here. Since there's not going to be the standard type of Gemar Malacha, the Gemar Malacha happens as soon as you bring him into your home. And at that moment, the Chayiv and Trumas and Maestris, and you may not eat from them, even an Achil Sarai. Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Paita. Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda says, the Torah says, Reishis de Goncha, when the Torah speaks about the Chayiv of Truma, the Torah uses the words Reishis de Goncha. From here we learn, Doga means when it was piled into a stack. That only tefua that's piled into a stack has a chiyuv of trumas and maaseris. Any other food, any other type of produce, no matter what you're going to do with it, there's no chiyuv trumas and maaseris. Ask the Gemara. So that's what we're saying. Our Mishnah that says that there's never a circumstance that we could take trumas and maaseris on Yontif is talking about because Moilim Melilis doesn't bring a chiyuv truma. Ask the Gemara. But Rav Yosef Yehuda Nami, Mishkachslo, there could be a situation where there would be a Chiv Trumas and Maestris, which only comes on Yontif. Kigoyin, what would be the circumstance? Shoyin Shehichna Shibolim Lassim and Isa. Somebody brought in ears of grain with the goal of making them into flour. But then, V'nimel Chaleim L'molulam. And then, he decided to crumble them. On Yontif, he made that decision. The Tavl B'yomei, the Chiv Tavl happened when he made that decision. And the explanation is as follows. Since originally his intention was to stack them, so there was a chiv trumas and maestris on this produce. If at the end, when he's going to process it completely, and at that point, it'll become chayiv and trumas and maestris because of the fact that I brought it into the house. The fact that ultimately I did not decide to make a pile, a stack out of this tefuah, it's still chayiv and trumas and maestris from when I brought it into my house. So that means if when I brought it in with the intention of doing a gemar melacha, and then I changed my mind and not going to do the regular melacha, the chayiv that comes from when you bring produce into the home doesn't go away. So if that's the case, if you can make that decision on Yontif, because we're learning now the Moilim Melilis B'Yontif. So since Moilim Melilis B'Yontif, you can make that decision on Yontif. So if you can make that decision on Yontif, the halacha ought to be that the Chiv Trumas and Maestris only comes into effect on Yontif. Says the Gemara, Ella, my Truma, how do we explain that our Mishnah says that there's never a situation that Truma could be separated in Yontif? We're speaking, says the Gemara, Roiv Truma. Most situation when Truma has to be taken off, the normal situation is where Truma is brought in to process into a stack, into a grain, a flour, and there you can't do that on Yontif, because that's obviously also to be done on Yontif. So in that case, the Chiyuv Trumas and Maestris will always be in a case where it was done from before Yontif. Therefore, in those cases, there's no heter to take it Trumas and Maestris on Yontif. And even though we'll be able to come up with a scenario where you could take Trumas and Maestris on Yontif, that is unusual, and that's why it's not mentioned in our Gemara. Says the Gemara, we spoke about the Machloikas of Rebbe and Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. That was by grain. Says the Gemara, Amar Abaye Machloikas B'Shibolim. The Machloikas of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda, is by grain. Ava B'Kitnis, if somebody brought in stacks of beans, pea pods, the Divrei Akol Asrei Sotavla, as soon as they put it into a bundle, that makes them into Tevel, and they have to, and the Mechuyiv and Trumas and Maestris. Because, explained the Rishonim, many people don't go through a further processing of the beans and making them into a stack. And therefore, since for many people this is considered the Gemar Melacha, since for these people it's considered the Gemar Melacha, the Chiyuv Trumas and Maestris comes at that point. Says the Gemara, Lema Mesayle. So, I'll bring you a raya to this point, because the Mishnah Masech the Trumas, Perak Yud Mishnah Vav teaches us, Mishayle Chivle Tilson, somebody has bundles of tilson. It's a type of a bean. It's called Fung Creek. Misha yesh loy chivli tilson shatevel hareza koistish. You could grind them. You could crush them. And you have to figure out how much seed you got out, or mafresh al zera, and then you take off based on your estimation. You only have to take off trumas and maisris on the seed, but you don't have to take off truma from the pod. Isn't this brisa following the opinion? Isn't this mishnah following the opinion of Yosef Yehuda? Dama hosam leitavla. He says only by grain it doesn't become tevel when you're only going to crush it. Hacha, but by a bean, a spice, tevel. Says Gemara loy. It's following the opinion of Rebbe. It's only following the opinion of Rebbe. But Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says that gmar melacha, the only definition of gmar melacha, is when you actually make it into a bundle, into a pile. Anything else, there would be no chiyuv. So the Chayyim ask, how could we have a situation that beans are more chomer than tfuah? It's interesting, they ask. By tfuah, we're saying that you'll only be mechuyev and truma when you make it into a kri. By beans, which the entire chiv of truma on beans is only a chiv drabonon, will be mechuyev even if you just make it into a shreis in the bundles, which would not be the case by grain. So the Sefer Simchas Yontif explains that, of course, midraisa, we should be more. Of course, we should ought to be machmer more by grain than by beans. However, he says, if we're going to be machmer by grain and say as soon as you bring it into bundles, it's chayiv and truma, that chayiv will only be a chayiv derabbanan. And when you make it into a kri, there'll be a chayiv deraisa. And one of the important halachas he explains in Hilchas Truma is you're not allowed to take min haptor al chayiv or min chayiv al haptor. And people will not realize that when you have tfua in bundles, the chayiv truma is only a chayiv derabbanan. Whereas when it's in a kri, it's a chiv deraisa, and they won't take the truma properly. To avoid that problem, he explains, Chazal said that we don't take truma from bundles of grain. However, when we're speaking about the beans, when we're speaking about the tilson, the fungal creek, there is never a chiv deraisa. So the concern of an aptura al chiv doesn't exist. And therefore, we can be more lenient. Says Mar Loi. Rebbe, it's following the opinion of Rebbe, and Rebbe says, of course, Yechayiv and Truma, not only when you make it into a bundle. Ask the Gemara, but if we're going to say that Mishnah, Rebbe is following the opinion of Rebbe, my area, Tilson, why does the Mishnah speak about the Tilson? According to Rebbe, anything, if that's my intention to make it, that's my intention what to do with it, that I'm Chayiv and Truma. So he could have said the Halacha, that there's a Chayiv and Truma, even by grain, shibolim nami, if you made it into a bundle. Elamai. So again, what? Because of that question, you're saying that Mishnah is following the opinion of Yosef Yehuda. So ask the Gemara, if that's the case, why did the Mishnah choose to teach us the halacha specifically by Tilson? Lashminan shamini kitnius. We should have told us halacha that by every kitnius, the halacha is that if you make him into a bundle, there's a chiv truma. And we'll learn koshkein Tilson. If by kitnius, where it's not always made into a bundle, the halacha is that Rabbi Yosef Yehuda is going to hold the yechayiv and meiser. Certainly, by other types of being which are always made into a bundle, there should be a chiv meiser. Ella tilson etzruchalei. Why did the Mishnah have to speak about tilson? The salkadat chamina. We would have perhaps thought hoyel tam etzur period shiva. Tilson is unique, that the wood and the seed have the same taste. And therefore, maybe there's a chiv to take off truma, not only on the seeds, but lifresh nami eitzoy, there's a chiv to take off on the pods, on the wood as well. Kamash malon. That's what the Mishnah is coming to teach us, that there's a chiv only on the seed. But it's not here to teach us that yechayiv at an earlier time. And therefore, we could say, go back and say that the Mishnah is following the opinion of Rebbe, And the halacha is that, of course, any produce, if your intention is to that this is the Gemara Melacha, it'll be chayiv and trumas and maisris. And the chiddush is that there's no chiv on the eighth part of it. But Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda is going to hold that there's never a chiv to take off truma on anything if it's not made into a kri, if it's not made into a pile. Ikadamri, but then there's a different version of what Abaye said. Om Rabbi Machloikus B'Shibolim. The Machloikus Rabbi and Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda is only by ears of grain. The Rebbe's opinion is that if your intention is not to make it into a bond, into a pile, you're going to chayiv. If your intention to be moila malilis, you chayiv and truma. And Rabbi Yosef Yehuda disagrees. Avil bekitnius, when it comes to beans, the reakal sraisulay tavlo. Just making them into a bundle is not enough to make it chayiv and truma samaisris. Tosfos makes a very interesting observation. Without going into all the details of Tosfos, he says that this Ikud Amri is very different than the typical Ikud Amri that we have throughout Shas. He says usually when we have an Ikud Amri in Shas, we speak about two the same Lashon, but not to two extremes. The way these Ikud Amri is, it's two extremes. Meisvei asked the Gemara on this version of Abaya. It says in the Mishnah, Mishayelechevel Telshin Shatovol, Hareza Koitish Mechashiv, he crushes them and determines Kamazari Yeshbehem, or Mafreshal Azara, he takes Truma from the seeds, Veinem Mafreshal Av. My love, isn't the Tevel that's being discussed here that we're taking off, that we're dealing with, Tevel Tevel Shatruma, that there's going to be a Chiv to take off Truma. Abaya says that if they're not made into a kri, everybody agrees there's no chiv truma. Says the Gemara Loi, it's talking about, that's not what it's speaking about. That means, what it rather means was, tevel tumel shetrumas maisa. What happened was, we know that every year, besides the truma that's given to the kohen, we have to give the Levi maisa rishon, and he didn't, and the Levi has to take from the maisa rishon 10%, which is known as trumas maisa, and give it to the kohen. And the halacha is, what we're learning here is that we had that's what's being referred to here. K'ravavua, as Ravavua taught us, Darav Shim ben Lakish, Tamar Ravavua, Amram Shim ben Lakish, Ma'aserishin Shagdima b'Shibalim. If somebody, if the Levi took the Ma'aserishin when it still was in stalks, really he shouldn't have taken it at that point. He should have waited until it was made into a kri. Shmoy Tovla Trumas Ma'aser. The fact that it has it falls into the category of Meiser, makes the Levi the Mechuyev to take off Trumas Meiser. The Machloikus Rishonim, if this is a Din Daraisa, that's the opinion of Rashi. According to Rambam, it's a Chiyev Derabonim. Ask the Gemara, but why Kaitish Lomeli? If the Levi, yes, we're saying if the Levi got Meiser Rishon, he has to give the Trumas Meiser. But ask the Gemara, Kaitish Lomeli, why does it speak about that he crushed it? Lemele, why can't the Levi, when he has to give the Trumas Maisa to the Kayin, not be able to say it to the Kayin, Kehechadi Avali, just like I got it in the non-crushed form, Hachi Avnalach, I'm going to give it to you in the non-crushed form. Amar Rava, answers Rava, the reason Chazal said that he has to crush it is Knossa, because he took the Maiserishin, as we're going to discuss, before he should have. The halach is, you're supposed to follow the proper order. The Torah says, first you give the truma, and then you give the truma, and then you give the maiserishin. He took the maiserishin before the truma was taken. He violated this din, and because of that, the halach is that the Chazal made a knas on him that he shouldn't give it to the kohen until he processes it by crushing it. Others say, as we're going to learn, there's no chiv truma here. There's only going to be a chiv truma smicer. And because he sort of caused the kohen to not get everything that he normally would get, so Chazal said, as a knas, he has to crush it. Tainam yachi. And indeed, says the Gemara, we learned in a Braisa, Ben Levi Shinoslo Shibarlam and Masraisov, and Ben Levi received stalks as Maiserishin. Oysa, Oysim Goyren. He has to make them into a pile. That means he has to crush them. Novim, or if he took grapes, again, before he was really deserving to get them. So the halacha is Oysim Yayin. Before he gives the Trumas Maisa to the Kayin, he has to make it into wine. Zaysim, if he got olives at a too early of a state, Oysim Shemin, he has to make it into oil. And then mafra shalem trumas meiser, and then take off trumas meiser the noisim lekayim, because says the brayse shem shetruma gedola and they tell us element agayrin. The halacha is that regular truma is only given, as we discussed earlier in our shir, after it was properly processed, when the grain was properly processed. Minayakiv, you only give truma after the grapes were made into the wine. Kach and oil and olives, you only give truma after it was made into oil. Kach trumas meisa, so to the trumas meisa. Ellen and tell us enema garner minayakiv. So the Gemara asks that we're referring to a situation that the Levi took the meiserishin and gives the kohen the trumas meiser, but he has to give it to him after the sheer truma. Ask the Gemara, but if we're talking about Trumas Maisa, Mechashiv, why is Mechashiv adequate? Mechashiv means that you make a estimation. Ask the Gemara, an estimation is not acceptable. But Didiboy, if we're talking about Trumas Maisa, as we said earlier, is 10%. And as Rashi explains, the Torah doesn't give a shear to Truma. The Torah doesn't give how much truma we have to give. The halacha of the rice is chita achas pateras sakri. One kernel is enough. Of course, Chazal gave shurim a 40th, a 50th, a 60th, depending on what type of person you are. But since midaraisa there is no shear, that's why the halacha is that an estimation is satisfactory. But trumas meiser, as we've been learning, the Torah is very clear in giving a shear. The shear is 10%. So if the Torah gives a shear of 10%, how could the halacha be that you could just make an estimation? Answers the Gemara, Ha-Mani, whose opinion is? Whose opinion is this Mishnah following? Abelazar ben Gimel hi. The Tanya Abelazar ben Gimel Omer. The Torah says, Meneshel lem trumaschem, the Torah is thinking about two types of truma. Achas truma gedayla. One is the truma gedayla, which is given to the kohen. V'achas truma meiser, and that's the 10% that the Levi gives from his meiserishin to the kohen. And as we just explained, that certainly k'shem shetruma gedayla in the talis payment, to give truma gedayla, we could do it just by estimation. U'b'machshava, and we don't have to say anything, we could just think about it. So too, he says, Kach Trumas Meiser and tells Ba'omer Machshava, you don't have to say anything, estimation and Machshava are enough. Gufa, so here we learned a new halacha. The halacha is that for Truma, we don't have to have an exact amount, and we also, a Machshava is enough. So that's the question. We need to understand how is Hafrosha Truma done. From our Gemara, it seems, as Abba Lozman Gimel teaches us, that just Machshava, there is no requirement of Dibur even. Just thinking that this is what I want is enough. However, Rashi in Masechet Bechiras, Daf Nun Tes Amar Aleph, says that even though the Gemara says the Truma can be taken with Machshava, it means that it doesn't have to have a physical act of separation, but it requires a verbal declaration. Tosfos in Masechta Menachos, Daf Nun Hayom and Aleph, Devarei Maskil b'Machshava, brings a raya that Hafrosha's Truma doesn't require a dibur. He brings a raya from the first Mishnah Masechta Truma. The Mishnah says that l'chatchila, the act of Hafrosha's Truma should not be performed by an Elaim, somebody who's mute but not deaf. He says, however, says the Mishnah, that if an Elaim did perform Hafrosha's Truma, it's valid b'di'evid. And the Tosefta, in explaining that din, says that since according to halacha, this Elaim is mentally competent to perform a Afrosha's Truma. The only reason he shouldn't do it l'chatchila is because when you take off Truma, you're supposed to make a bracha, and he is unable to make the bracha. But if one did not make a bracha, the Afrosha's Truma is still valid. The Chavis Yor says, the Ksiva Kedibur, that in halacha writing has the same halachic status as speaking. And therefore, says the Chavis Yor, the writing a shvuah, for example, he says has the same halachic status as somebody who verbally said a shvuah. So says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that according to the Chavis Yor, that if one could be Makayim, the mitzvah Sfiris Oimer through writing, because the Chavis Yor holds that writing and speaking are halachically equivalent. Rabbi Akiva Eiger disagrees with the Chavis Yor, and he says that Ksiva is Lav Kediber. And according to the Chavis Yor, the fact that a Elaim could do Afrosha's Truma doesn't mean that it can be done mentally. Because maybe, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, when the halacha is that an Elaim could do Afrosha's Truma, even though unfortunately he can't speak, he has to write it. But speaking it, but thinking it, would be insufficient. The fact that Tosfos, however, says that he could that Afrosha's Truma can be done by Machshava, obviously he holds the writing is not equal to that writing is not equal to speaking. Because otherwise, how could the Elam be a Raya? Maybe the mission of the Elam is talking about that he wrote it. But I saw that many Achroinim, based on this Gemara, have a very, very fundamental question. We've learned over the last number of Dafim that on Shabbos Yontif, one is not allowed to take off Trumas and Maisris because it's Masakin Mono. By taking the Trumas and Maisris out of the produce, which is Tevel, that's considered as if we're making it edible. Till now it was Tevel. It was also to be eaten. If one ate it, there was Chaim Misim De Shemayim. And that's why the halach is on Shabbos and Yontif, as we keep on learning, one is not to take off Tevel. So I saw that the Sefer Cheshuke Chemed discusses and says that his father-in-law, Rabbi Yoshev Zatzal, and his brother-in-law, Havdol Ben Chaim L'Chaim, Rev Chaim Kanyevsky Shlita, say, if we're learning now that Truma could be removed, could be done just by Machshava, and the way we're learning now, the Machshava, according to Rashi, doesn't even require a verbal statement. It's just a Machshava, thought alone. Why would that be considered an act of Masakin? Where's the Masakin if you just have a Machshava that I want the Truma should be, that this section, that this produce, this part of this produce should be Truma? And because of this question, he says that both of them hold that as we've been learning, the issue of taking off Truma on Shabbos and Yontif, really there are two issues involved. One is the issue of Masakin, and the other issue is the issue of Magdish. And he says that our entire discussion here is only regarding the element of Magdish. You're not allowed to be Magdish something on Shabbos and Yontif. But if the halacha is that a Machshava is enough, and certainly if we're going to say Machshava doesn't even require any verbal articulation, the halacha will be that there should be no problem of Masakin. Says the Gemara Gufa, Amar Abavu, Amar Abshim Ben Lokish, my Sarishin Shigimim B'Shabalim, that if the Levi took the Maiserishin when the produce is still in stacks, Shmoy Tovlo L'Trumas Maiser. He's still going to be obligated to take off Trumas Maiser. My Tama, and what's the reason, as we discussed on Amin Aleph, Amarova, Horel V'Yotzol Lov Shei Maiser. It fell into the category of Maiser. And once it falls into the category of Maiser, there's a Chiv to take Trumas Maiser. Says the Gemara, Amar Hashem Ben Lokish, Maiserish Shigdima B'Shibolim, this discussion that we're having now, that the halacha is that normally we're supposed to take off Truma and then give the Levi the Maiserishin, and then the Levi goes from takes from the Maiserishin Trumas Maiser, and here what happened was that the Levi took it when it was still in Shibolim. And Rashi points out that even though we're going to discuss now what the halacha requires to be done under these circumstances, An aveira has been done here. Because as I quoted earlier in the shiur, the Torah Kedusha says, Malascha v'demachalos achar, you're supposed to follow the proper order. And this person, the slave, didn't follow the proper order. The question now is, what is the halacha? However, there are rishonim that hold that the Rambam, it seems, holds that there was no la. There is no issue of malascha v'demachalos achar. Because since it was taken b'shibolim, and it wasn't completely processed yet. So since it wasn't completely processed yet, there is no issue. So if you took it at this early stage, says the Gemara, there's no chiyuv truma gedola. There's no chiyuv truma gedola. Shenema, v'remoisim mena trumas meiser, trumas Hashem meiser mena meiser. That the halacha is that the Levi has to give meiser mena meiser. He has to give the trumas meiser. Amati loch, v'loi truma gedola v'trumas meiser mena meiser. But he doesn't have to give both. He's only going to have to give the trumas, only trumas maisa. Amoy Rapapala Abaya. So Rapapa says to Abaya, if this is the way you're paskening, Yachi Afilik Dimoy Bekri. If the Levi took his maiserishin when it was already completely processed, maybe the halacha should be that he's going to be obligated to give the trumas maiser, but he shouldn't be obligated to give the truma gedoyla. But we're saying only by Igdima Bishabolim is he exempt from the Truma Gedoyla, not by Kri. Amale, to which Abaye responds, Alech HaMakra, Bekol Mat Nesechen Trumas Kol Trumas Hashem, and for here we say that he has to give both Trumas. Ask the Gemara Maris, why are we saying that Bigdima B'Kri is going to have to give both Truma Gedoyla and Trumas Meiser? Whereas Higdima B'Shebolim, he's only going to have to give Trumas Meiser. Answers the Gemara, Hai Idgun, this was already processed. So if it was already processed, there's a chiv to take off both Truma Gedoyla and Trumas Meiser. Hailoi Yidgin, and therefore there's no chiv of Truma Gedoyla, only Trumas Meiser. So all the Rishonim ask, this is such an obvious answer. What's the kasha in the Teretz? So Ritvah says that what the Gemara means to say is that the Pasuk doesn't necessarily indicate such a nafgamina. That's why, since the Pasuk didn't indicate any such nafgamina, his question is, where do you come to make such a nafgamina? To which the Gemara responds, it's a svara. This nafgamina is a logical approach. But Taisus says different. Taisus says, I understand the Gemara's havamina. Taisus says, the Levi who took the Maiserishin when it was b'shibolim did deliberately something wrong. It shouldn't have been taken at that point. You should wait until it's Bekri. And therefore, maybe the Torah would say, since you took it earlier than you should have, we're going to punish you that not only do you have to give Truma Smeiser, but you also have to give regular Truma. Whereas the Levi who took it Bekri didn't do anything wrong because it was already completely processed. And he wasn't trying necessarily to beat the system. And therefore, maybe such an individual should not have to give Truma Gedoyla. That's why the Gemara had the Shakel V'Tarya. The Gemara begins to discuss what we began to share with about Moilim Malilis, crumbling these pods. Tanan Hasam, Hamakalif Soirim. If somebody takes out the seeds of beans from their pods, Mekalef achas v'achas is allowed to take out one at a time, voichel and eat, without taking off trumas and maisris. Because this is considered this is not considered that it was processed, it's not considered that it was processed in the normal fashion, and therefore there's no chiv trumas and maisris. However, v'mekalef v'nosno toich yodai, if he makes a pile in his hand, then he's chayiv to take off Trumas Maisris. Rashi explains because that's considered an achilas kva. Taisus says that the issue is not that it's achilas kva, but Taisus says it's considered that he processed it. And as we keep on learning, if something is completely processed, there's a chiv in Trumas Maisris. Amr Belazar, the same halacha that we're speaking about, Hilchas Trumas Maisris, is irrelevant to Hilchas Shabbos. That if somebody puts them into his hand, it's considered that he did disha. If he does one at a time, it's not considered that he did disha. Says the Gemara, any, is that considered Is that an issue? V'rav mekafle d'visa kasa kasi. Rav's wife would make for him cupfuls of these seeds or beans on Shabbos. V'rav chiyah mekafle d'visa kasa kasi. And so would Rav Chiyah's wife prepare for him. If it's asur on Shabbos because it's considered melechus dosh, how did these families act this way? Says the Gemara al-Itmar, if we're going to explain that Mishnah, the way to understand the Mishnah is Seif Itmar. It says, Hamoyla Malila Shalchitim, if somebody rubs these ears of grain, Menapeich Yad al Yad, he could separate the chaff with his hand a little at a time, V'oichel. V'mnipach V'nosnol Techeikai, but if he did it and put it into his lap, Chayiv, because that's considered Nechilas Kavah. And says on this, Rabbi Lozer, the Kainlin Shabbos, that if you were to do this on Shabbos, it would be considered that you did the Malach of Disha. Maskula of Abba Mamalma. So ask Rav Abba Mamalma, Vereisha, the case that we spoke in the Reisha, when you're working with the beans, versus when you're doing a one at a time, versus when you put them into your hand, a whole bunch, L'maisa in Shabbos Loi. We're only going to make this distinction in Hilchas Meiser, not in Hilchas Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, Mika Midi Shabbos Loyav Gemara Melacha. How can we say that these two halachas don't travel together? How can we say that as far as Shabbos is concerned, it's not considered that you violated Melachas Disha? Well, Meiser Av Gemara Melacha, but as far as Hilchas Meiser, it is considered Gemara Melacha. Says the Gemara, Maskalara Shesh Breder Vidi V'loy. Is it necessary that they travel together? For her, as far as Chiv Maisa is concerned, so as soon as you put them together in a pile, there's a Chiv Maisa. The Tanan is a garden of Maisa. At what point are fruits Chayiv in Maisa? Hakshuim v'deluim, cucumbers and pumpkins, Mishiafsku. There's like a blossom on the top of them. But when that blossom falls off, they're considered the chayim trumas ma'isers. The shloi piksu, and even if they haven't yet fallen off, however, mishiyamid arema, if you make a pile, that as soon as you make a pile, the mechuyev in trumas ma'isers. The namigab b'tzolim, as so too is the halacha as far as onions are concerned, mishiyamid arema. As soon as you heap a pile of onions, you chayiv in Maisa. However, Gabi Shabbos, Hamadas Arema, making a pile, is potter. And the Rishonim make a very important point. Rashi makes an important point. On Shabbos, one of the Malachas on Shabbos is Ma'amar. Ma'amar is making a stack in the field. But Rashi explains that means stacking things in the field is the Malacha of Ma'amar. Why? Because that's makam gedulam. That's where these things grow. And making a stack of something that in the place where it grows is the malacha ma'amer. But making a stack in your home is not considered ma'amer. So we see that Hilchas Meiser and Hilchas Shabbos don't necessarily travel together. Why? Because by Shabbos, malachas machsheves asur Torah. The Torah says that what counts is what is a malachas machsheves. And making a pile is not considered a malachas machsheves. Hachinami, and the same thing when we speak about the beans. Taking the beans and making a pile, that is considered malachas machsheves. But making the beans, but that's considered chiyav maisa, but that's not considered a malachas machsheves for Shabbos. And in fact, I saw that the Sefer Shevet Mehuda says, what's Pshat Melechus Machsheves Asur Torah? So of course, the Pshat is that when the Torah says that we're not allowed to do Melech on Shabbos, the Torah connects it, the Melech on Shabbos, to the Melech in the Mishkan. And the Melech, when we speak about a Mishkan, says Melechus Machsheves. So too we say on Shabbos, Melechus Machsheves. But I saw that the Sefer Shevet Mehuda says, Melechus Machsheves Asur Torah, that on Shabbos, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects from us is Machshava. We should think about what we're doing in everything, in all of our activity on Shabbos. Perhaps that's connected to what we discussed at the beginning of the Masechta, that Shabbos requires Hachana, preparation. The whole concept of Shabbos is Machshava. We learned at the beginning of our shiur today that on Yom Tov one could roll the grain, crush the grain in order to eat it. Says the Marketza Malu, how may somebody do this on Yom Tov? Abai Mishmeid Rav Yosef Amar Chada Chada. You could put one finger on another finger. Rav Avi Mishmeid Rav Yosef Amar Chada Tarti. One finger between two fingers. Rav Amar Kivin the Mishani. Once you're not doing it in the usual fashion, afida chala kulanami. It doesn't make a difference as long as it's not the normal fashion. We learned on Shabbos that if you have the wheat and the chaff mixed together, menafeich, you could blow it to separate them. How could that be done? Omer of Adabar Hava Omer Rav, menafeich kishri etzbaisov, you put them on the top of your fingers, ulamala, and you blow. Machka Omerava. So says the Gemara, the people in Eretz Yisrael ridiculed this. They said, Kivan, the Mishani, just as we learned, as long as you don't do it in the normal fashion, you don't have to put it on the tip of your finger. A feel of Bekula Yoda, you can put it anywhere in your hand. And in fact, Rabbi Elazar, and Day says Rabbi Elazar, Menafik B'Yodei Achas, you could put them all on one hand, Ubekol Koicha, and blow with all of your Koich. Once you've not done it in the normal fashion, as long as you've not done it in the normal fashion, it's not considered Asur on Shabbos.